This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Okay, good morning, everyone. We're continuing in our series, Upgrade Your Tefillah. So today's lesson is a little bit Kabbalistic, but I view it on a practical level. We know the Ribbono Shel Olam has 72 names. These emerge from the three Psukim and B'Shalach that each have 72 letters. And Rashi and Tosfos say that using a formula, Yosher, Hafach, and Yosher, you're taking the first letter of the first Pasuk, the last letter of the second, the first letter of the third, and using that formula, you could create 72 different names of Hashem. One of these names is Chaf He Tuf. Chaf He Tuf. And this name is the name that Arizal reveals that Moshe killed the Mitzri. And therefore, it is recommended that when one says this name, he will be spared from their enemies. If one is mechavein to this name, one will not have trouble from their enemies. It is mesugal, this name, lahachris harasha'im. There are four intervals in davening that this name, Chaf Hei Tav, is alluded to. Moshe killed the Mitzri with Lama Sake Reyecha, Tav Chaf Hei, or Chaf Hei Tav. And there are four times in davening that this name is alluded to. So, as an additional point, the Talmidei Ho'ari, the Kehilas Yaakov, points out that this name is also associated with Parnasa. So that's an additional perk of focusing when we get up to the name Chaf Hei Tav. But aside from the fact that this name, so to speak, destroys the enemy, and aside from the fact that this name is Masugo for Parnasa, to me, these are like four checkpoints in davening. Very often in davening, we go through it so quickly and it's become so habitual that it's very routine. So if you have checkpoints and stopping points where a person could say, okay, I need to slow down over here, something big is about to happen, even if you don't know exactly what's happening and how it's happening, but you sort of slow down and focus a little bit more, these are always good to have checkpoints in davening. So the four intervals that we're mechavein to the name Chaf Hei Tav, Kol HaNeshama Tehalel Ka Haleluka. Kol HaNeshama Tehalel is Rashi Tevois Chaf Hei Tav. And therefore, the Arizal in the Siddur of the Ari, he makes a point. When you get up to Kol HaNeshama Tehalel, one should stop and focus on the fact that these three words, Kol HaNeshama Tehalel, is a Rashi Tevois for Chaf Hei Tav. Furthermore, in Moedim, the Shar HaKavanos of the Ari, the Shar HaKavanos says something amazing, that when you get up to in the end of Moedim, the end of Moedim, you have Baruch Atah Hashem, HaToiv Shimcha, Ulecha, Na'e Lahaydais, Chaf Hei Tav. That's a second allusion to Chaf Hei Tav. So here it is, it's sort of the end of Shemona Esrei, and you're about to be speeding through the whole thing. No, slow down. You're at the end of Moedim, you know, slow down for a moment. Lecha, Na'e Lahaydais. Then, number three. V'yiftechu v'cha yoydei shemecha. They will have trust in you, those who know your name. Ki lo yazavta, you do not forsake. Dar shecha, those who seek you. Hashem, Ribbono Shel Olam. Lo yazavta ends in a tav. Dar shecha ends in a chaf. Hashem ends in a hey. Again, this is the name that Moshe killed the Mitzri with, but here, from here, the Kehilas Yaakov demonstrates that this name is associated with Parnasa, because Kiloya Zavta, someone who doesn't have Lechem is Loira Itzi Tzadik Ne'ezav, but someone who has Parnasa is Loya Zavta Darshecha Hashem. Again, Taf, Chaf, Hey. And then finally, the Megala Amukai says in Aleinu, Lirois Mehera B'Sefares Uzecha. Mehera ends in a Hey, B'Sefares ends in a Taf, Uzecha ends in a Chaf. Mehera b'seferus Uzecha, again, Chaf Hei Tav. And these are four intervals in davening that we could tap into the power of this Shem. And it gives us an opportunity to slow down, to focus a little bit at these four checkpoints. Wishing everyone bracha v'hatzlacha and a great day.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.